the labor of love that is the city council, is you've been doing that for a while. I don't think you've accumulated $22 million doing it in all the time you've done, but you've been close.
No.
No, okay. So it is truly...
Not even close.
So that's why they call you a public servant?
That is.
Well, good.
You know, yeah. That's
why, because you're not making $1 million doing this. But what you are doing is trying to guide, keep our city between the yellow lines, the traffic medians, the parks, the recreations, the everything else moving forward. And you had a big candidate event last night.
That's right.
Keith was right. Did Keith wear his referee striped shirt? Is that true?
He did.
Now, who rang the bell in between rounds? Did you have the ring girl carry the card around and say, this is question number 7?
Actually, there was a League of Women Voters candidate forum last night. The mayoral candidate spoke, and the at-large candidates had an opportunity to answer questions.
And if you didn't have a chance to make it to last night's meeting, as Keith accurately pointed out, you can go to catstv.org and re-watch that if you would like. And don't forget, there's another meeting tonight, 7 o'clock, in council chambers. Same bat time, same bat channel. Districts 1 and 3. And they will have the floor tonight. So a great way to get to meet the contestants if you haven't before, and a great way to see their views, their macro views for the most part,
right,
on what they think makes for a positive and experience in the city moving forward.
Well, you're going to like this because, Tim, tomorrow night, you're going to put a cap on the budget?
No, we're going to discuss the budget.
Okay, when will you actually be done with all the budget stuff?
I would say it'll be the week after next.
So what's going to happen tomorrow night at the council chambers?
Tomorrow night we will meet at 7:30 in the council chambers, and we will start off the evening with a special session, which basically means we will have roll call. We'll have president of the council will summarize the agenda. We will approve some minutes, and then we will read the legislation to be discussed into the minutes. So that's legislation for first reading. There's 7 items that will be read into the record, and those are all related to the budget. And as soon as that has been accomplished, we will then adjourn, and then we will reconvene as Committee of the Whole, and we will follow on then being chaired by Councilmember Susan Sandberg.
And this is all just procedural to make sure your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then we will we have 7 items that we will discuss tomorrow night, and it is the city's civil city budget, the utilities budget, the Bloomington transportation budget, and then police and fire salary for appointed officers and non-union members, and then we will have legislation for salaries for elected officials, and then we will wrap it up with a salary ordinance for those who are fixed appointed officers, non-union AFSCME. So,
do you?
Could be probably a fairly long meeting because I have a lot to discuss. But
is this where they ask for raises for those people in those departments? Tell me what's going to go on there.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's where we set the salaries for 2016 for all those different categories of people.
So this is separate from the actual departmental budgets?
No, these are the departmental budgets. Well, the departmental budgets are wrapped into things such
right.
as the city budget, you know, the civil city budget
okay.
for 2016. Yeah.
Now, is this likely to be controversial in any way?
I don't think so, judging from our budget hearings back in August.
This is just a fine-tuning of the final number, correct? They've already made their
argument. Correct.
They've already made their arguments for why, who needs a raise, who needs, we need a new this, we need a new that. That's all. That's already been done,
right.
And now you're just hashing out the final number to make sure that everybody's on the same page, and you said, well, you told me we'd do this. Wait a second.
That's correct. And then by state statute, we have to approve our budget by a set date in time, which is towards the end of October, early November. If we do not, you know, if we had a controversial budget and council got into an argument with the mayor and said, you know, we're not going to approve the budget, well, we would end up living with 2015's budget.
Have we ever gone down that road, Tim?
No, Never have. I think it'd be kind of onerous to do that.
Tim, I'm not trying to be provocative here, but is the city council raise in there anywhere? Are you guys going to get a raise?
Yeah, I think we get the same raise as all the other fixed salary employees, non-union employees, which I believe is 2%.
Okay, now the technicality of you guys actually voting on your own raise.
Yes.
Is that... That's all part of, that happens in all city councils?
It is provided for, yes, in law,
Okay, so there's nothing.
It's a cost of living raise, right?
That's correct. Yeah,
but I mean, there's nothing gratuitous about the fact that you're actually voting on your own raise.
Well, it's not like the county commissioners would want to give themselves a $12,000 raise and vote on that.
That's a little different.
That is a little, you know what, Tim, that's a lot different.
Yeah.
That would be the orange to your apple.
I know.
That's how different that is.
I will say a number of years ago, and it is a number of years ago, because Councilmember Jason Bannock was on the council at the time, we went through and did a salary adjustment. But we went through a fairly long process to get there. We looked at peer cities.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be left out. You don't look at the peer cities that make less. I know that.
No,
you didn't do that. You always go find the ones that, if we could just raise this up a little bit.
No, at that time, it appeared that we were substantially lower than most of the cities that we would look at. They were much higher. And actually, it turned out that our city council works a lot harder than other city councils.
How do you measure that?
Well, we meet four times a month, typically, and many city councils meet two times a month, for example. So. Mm-hmm. And they maybe have a different system. They may work off more of a individual committee system. So, in other words, they have like a budget committee and a police fire committee, that sort of thing. And so they have like subcommittees of the councils. But we don't. We have what we refer to as committee of the whole. So 9 members meet for all meetings at all times.
Anything in the discussion, there's going to be arguments about, instead of this percent, let's give it that percent?
Nope, that's all been taken care of.
It's pretty cut and dried.
Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry.
Why would it be a long meeting then?
Just because we have a lot of ability to discuss things.
Oh, okay.
And you have a lot of opinionative people on the council.
May say that.
Yes, I may.
He didn't say that, he's saying.
That's right. Hand out the $10 rolls of quarters. Make sure you can make sure you stay parked for the entire time.
That's true.
Tim Mayer's our guest.
Free parking in the city council, in the city plaza parking lot when you come to the council meetings. You don't have to park at a parking meter. There's free parking.
After 5 o'clock.
Tell everybody that. Everybody will be down there on happy hour.
That's right.
Now, the meeting.
The public can comment tonight, too, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, the public is invited after each piece of legislation. The legislation is introduced by the chair of the meeting. There will be discussion, and then the public is invited to come up and give their opinion.
Don't go tonight. If you go tonight, you'll see the League of Women Voters meeting. If you go tomorrow night, that's when the meeting is. So you've got a busy week this week.
That is correct.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He's on the Bloomington City Council and has been for some time, and he checks in with us every Tuesday morning to preview his meeting. So, again, we've been looking ahead to the end of the season. You've said you don't think there's going to be much activity once the budget goes past that. Am I missing anything? Are we covered on everything?
I think we're pretty good. I honestly can't tell you what we're going to be doing next week. I couldn't get in touch with our council attorney yesterday. So I'll bring you up to date next Tuesday. But the following week, that is when we actually wrap up the budget. We do the final discussion and the final vote. So,
Tim, you indicated that because of the change coming in administration, that probably for the rest of the year there won't be a lot of hot topics, anything like that. Is that the way you see it now still?
I think so. I think so at this point, yeah.
No last-minute things from the mayor, no last-minute, we want to get this done before the new council comes into play?
That is my sense. Yeah, okay. That is my sense. I'm not hearing anything out of the mayor's office that would be, at the 11th hour. So
okay.
We shall see.
Well, we'll do some light lifting this week. We'll get into the heavy lifting next week and the next 2 weeks for the budget. How does that sound?
I'll try to figure out what we're doing.
No, that's good. Did you get to Lotus Fest this weekend?
No, I didn't get a chance. I had other obligations.
I went for you, so that was good. Yeah. Great time, great weather.
It sounded great, and the weather was perfect. I'm glad you did that.
Downtown was absolutely bouncing off the walls. There was people everywhere, which was great to see. So another fun performance. And again, I said last week, Tim, if you want to try to outweird Bloomington on Lotus Weekend, you've got no chance. You got to pick another weekend. You can't do it that weekend. Not with all that going on.
Tim, before we let you go, you said something last night, and I want to hear this again. You had a kind of a split term on the city. How many years have you served? I don't care if it's consecutively. How many years have you been on
89,
city government?
Tim, is that right?
I am December 31. It will be 23 years.
Attaboy.
23 years. And then you took a couple of years off?
No. I served from 83 to 87. 4 years, and then from 96 to the present. So
okay.
I think if you do the math, I think it comes out to 23. And it's an odd number because in 1995, Iris Kiesling ran for re-election on city council and won that position. And then she turned around and ran for county commissioner in the following spring and won that election. So then she became a county commissioner and stepped off the council.
Okay.
And at that point in time, I went back on the council. So, I served for the last 3 years of her term before continuing on through an election process.
Now, do you get your letter jacket after 20 years? How does that work?
You get nothing.
Yeah, and like it. You'll get nothing and like it. No.
You get nothing, but you get a lot of experience, and you learn a lot about your city. So that's the benefit.
Oh, and it's a true public service. That's absolutely right, and we appreciate you taking the time with us every Tuesday morning.
Before we let you go, one quick question for you. I got one more quick question. We know what that did last night for the people that were there and heard and the people that will follow it.
The League of Women Voters Forum.
The League of Women Voters panel. But what's it do for you as a candidate?
Well, I think it gives you an opportunity to
miss dinner,
reassess where you are, and what you've been doing, and what you hope to bring forward in the future. So, I think it's good. I'll be very frank. I get really nervous when I do those things.
Why? It's not like they're asking you questions you don't know the answer to. That's like when people come on this show, they're like, "What are you going to talk about?" It's like, "Well, what do you do for a living?" That's what we're talking about. If a train leaves Chicago going 68 miles per hour. We're not going to do any of that stuff.
Tim, I'm going to be candid. It was kind of hard, I think, to understand some of the stuff, even with the new sound system.
That's true.
I'm glad you agree with that. I thought it was just me because I've been hearing about how great everything was.
Well, ask some young people, too.
I think the problem is you have to know how to use that microphone, and people are afraid of microphones. We've talked about this. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So,
next, I tell you what,
Keith
should give a tutorial before it starts because he teaches these classes on how to speak in public.
I think that's right.
You know, he already has the top hat and the cane. He's an authority figure.
And the referee shirt.
That's right. And
did
whistle.
Did you wear that? Is that true?
No, I did not wear that.
You're going to wear that tonight. No, okay, gotcha.
And I will bring my penalty flag.
That's right. Delay of game on the candidates. Too much time in the huddle. Tim, great job. We'll get caught up with you next week.
You.
And again, let's remind everybody the meeting, council meeting, tomorrow night.
7:30 council chambers. We'll start with special session, and we'll wrap it up with committee of the whole. That's where the work will get done, is the committee meeting.
Tonight, it all begins tonight. 7 o'clock, same council chambers, League of Women Voters, Council Districts 1 and 3. So you can come, provide questions, listen to answers, catch it on CATS as well. Tim, great job as always, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Will do.